We used to live in Minnesota, and Minnesota has very cold winters. Well, one day I went outside, I was getting some wood to put in our fireplace, and the door shut behind me, and it locked. And here I am in my stocking feet outside in the middle of winter in Minnesota. Nobody else is home, and the door is locked, and I'm pulling on this door, you know, panicking. What in the world am I going to do? Because it is freezing cold out here, and if I don't get inside, no phone, no means of keeping warm, I'm in trouble. And so I immediately began to think about it, and I prayed about it, and I remember that old saying, maybe you've heard it, when God shuts a door, he opens a window. And so I ran around the house, and the window was locked. Well, then I ran a little farther, and fortunately, the next bedroom window was open, and I got that window open just enough that I was able to crawl in and save my feet before they were frostbitten. Now, that might sound kind of corny, but it does remind me of a story that's in Acts chapter 16. Because God does open doors. He didn't open a door for me, but he had a window that was open. In Acts chapter 16, it tells the story of Paul and Silas. They're preaching the gospel. They're doing God's will. Some people don't like it, so they beat them. They beat them with rods. They whip them. They throw them in jail. And even though they've been beaten, they're hurting, they're bleeding, they still praise God. They still pray and worship. And in fact, in Acts chapter 16, it tells us they were singing while they were in prison. And you know what happened? Now, they weren't freezing on a cold Minnesota night, but they were locked in prison. And during the praying and the singing, it says in verse 23, this is in Acts chapter 16, and in verse 23, it tells us this: they'd laid many stripes on them, threw them into prison. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. Well, you talk about the power of prayer. This is an amazing example. And physically, this is literally what happened at that time. Miraculous event takes place. Now, when we're in situations, it may not be that God would open physically a door for us, but I believe this principle is certainly one that God does honor. When we're in a situation where we're locked out, it might not be in the wintertime in Minnesota, but in life, sometimes we're going to face situations where it seems the doors have been slammed shut, and now what are we going to do? Well, remember this principle, that when we pray to God, when we honor Him and praise Him, He does promise to make a way, that we will be able to find a way that ultimately will help and guide us to do the things that God would have us do. So remember that principle. If you find yourself locked out, maybe not physically, but maybe you're facing a wall in your life that doesn't seem to be able to be penetrated, remember this principle. Pray, honor God, turn to Him, sing a song, remember His way, and ultimately He promises to answer, and I believe those doors will open. That's BT Daily. See you next time.